Dear Lord, give us wise, self-controlled patience and understanding, faithful and courageous hearts. Fill our souls with devotion to your service and unwavering trust in you. Amen. Jesus began, "Don't give up on me, Claire. The battle rages around all of you, but this too will pass. Do not give in to discouragement or hopelessness, my precious ones. It is true. You are all a bundle, but you're my bundles of love, and I want nothing to dissuade you or cause you to turn back. Beloved ones, I know you see your many, many faults, but you have one virtue that outweighs them all. You love me tenderly and with all your heart. Your issues are not intentional, rather they are weaknesses. I will not fault you for them. I will not. So long as you continue to cleave to me and do my will with all your heart. Yes, your heart is faint right now. You have all been through some major battles and are still standing. That alone is to your credit. Please, beloved ones, do not see me as a harsh taskmaster demanding perfection from you. Nothing could be further from the truth. I love you tenderly and coax you on to do the impossible. Do I not make you stand on the mountains? Indeed I do, my precious bride. Claire, listen to my heartbeat for you. Keep your hands there on my heart, and my love will do all the rest. Lord, please increase my faith, hope, and love. I feel so weakened in those areas." Jesus continued, "It is subtle how they undermine these things, but spending hours soaking will help repair the damage. I want you all to remember this one thing. You are not doing this. I am. I am the one who is funding this community. I am the one who is sending in the people to help you. I am the one defending you and caring for Ezekiel. If you were to look at this as your endeavor, you would most certainly fail. But because you see clearly that I am doing this, you can relax, and that's half, more than half, the battle. Noah built the ark. I brought the animals into the ark, two by two, in an orderly fashion. No one else could have accomplished this. I am the same God that Noah had, and you are my little ark, and I am doing all the doing. There is meaning in the design of your house, there really is. Can you trust me now? Can all of you be my little Noahs? The devils would like all of you to believe that all of this is for you, your reward. But this is not for you. It is for my body and will take lasting effect. Did I not tell you yesterday that your offspring would be as the stars in the sky, the sands on the seashore? My people, you only see a few feet ahead of yourselves. You do not see the whole picture at all. You see your little part in the here and now, but I see what I am going to do in the far-off future. Your little part is crucial. It is little because you are little, so it fits you to a T. Though it has a long-term impact, you must stay in the here and now and not drift off into what will be. I keep you little because that is all you can handle, dear ones. Your jobs are tailor-made for you. You are perfect for them. So stop doubting as you have been. You have been soaking in the lies of the enemy, not in my love and provision. Let's do this together and put all fear of failure away. You are doing it with me. Therefore, it must succeed."